The ANC is doing very well. We are returning back into office with impressive margin throughout the other provinces. We are unable to take the province that was run by the DA. They managed to show a good performance, and they're retaining it with about 56% of the vote.
Why do you think the ANC is able to do this well, despite all the other problems that people think that the ANC has?
The ANC, remember, is a former liberation movement that is running a third world country, a developing economy, which has problems that are typical to all other developing economies. But what is important is that in the 20 years of the ANC government, the ANC has been able to impact positively on the lives of the poorest of the poor. And that is why they trust the ANC with their vote.
There are those who say that the ANC cannot continue to live on its past image as a liberation party, that it has to do more now to impress the majority of South Africans who feel that not much is being done by the ANC to move the country forward.
There has been a view that has been articulated by the opposition and the media to some extent, which is not real. If anybody had been to South Africa during the World Cup, they would have told that South Africa is a well-developed economy. The quality of life of our people has improved. We're talking about a situation where in the past, less than 200,000 people, young men and women, could not access university. Under the ANC, close to over 700,000 access universities annually, which means it has impacted greatly on education, literacy, and other development levels in terms of further education and so on. So the ANC has done a lot.
Can we say that although with the ANC up, according to provincial results, by 63% of the vote, is it true to say that the ANC will be a winning party, but a party that has been bruised up? And what lessons can the ANC learn from the elections?
All the things that have been said about the ANC, about corruption, they're not true, by the way. The ANC has been fighting corruption because what we inherited in 1994 was a largely corrupt government that was run by the apartheid government. The opposition has ignored that because they want to politic, and for them to gain power, they had to project the ANC negative.